Today is Trinity Sunday, the first Sunday in the season of ordinary time. So last Sunday was Pentecost, sent of the Holy Spirit. And the Sunday immediately after Pentecost, no matter where it falls in the calendar year, it's always Trinity Sunday, the feast in celebration of the Most Holy Trinity, one God, three persons, divine unity. And every time we come to a knowledge of the Trinity, God, the center of all of our activity as Christians, as Catholics, we often struggle with the fact that it is a mystery. We can never fully grasp or fully understand God. We understand a little bit in part and in very, very basic aspects. But ultimately, God being infinite, of infinite being, infinite existence of no limit, we are confronted with our own finiteness, our own limitedness. And that's where we have to begin, by realizing that we are limited and we are in contact with infinity, with infinite wisdom, with infinite, the infinite Godhead. And it is a mystery. And it's a mystery not like a mystery novel, where you read it from the start and to the end it's resolved. Nor is it a mystery like a puzzle, like a Rubik's Cube or another puzzle where you grapple with it, but eventually you can solve it. Or if it's a Rubik's Cube, you go online and they show you how to solve those things and then you solve it later. But the Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as a mystery is not a mystery to be solved, but a mystery to be encountered, to entrust oneself totally to it, even when we don't have a full picture of it. Because even if we were to go to a theology school and learn everything we can, we'll still come to the realization that we cannot fully comprehend the infinite Godhead of God, of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And that's where we ultimately should entrust ourselves, open our hearts up to the mystery, and let the mystery descend upon us and form us, and we will be led by the mystery. It's only by having this experience of mystery of God that we can begin to live anew our baptismal commitment. All of us have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We have been baptized into this mystery. And the key to renewal of our baptismal life is to entrust oneself to this blessed mystery of the Blessed Trinity, to realize that everything we do is for God and to God. God is our all. Everything we do here in the church is for God. All of our divine worship is centered on God. It's in view of God and it's to God. And it is this powerful encounter with God that is the key to continue living our baptismal calling. Recently, within the last week actually, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops published an online survey where asked Catholics, usually younger Catholics, what is it that makes you stay in the Catholic Church? Why have you left? A very common answer to many of this answer was, I stay in the church because I've encountered the beauty of God. I've encountered the mystery. I see him in the liturgy. In the liturgy we have Jesus Christ come down. The bread becomes his body and the wine becomes his flesh. And next week we'll celebrate the feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ. Basically, the answer to that question, why people stay, is because they know they're here because they know the teaching of the church. They know that we are all centered on God, and they had this encounter of God. And the most common encounter of God, and they've said this explicitly, is in the Holy Mass. It's in the rites, the prayers, the music. It's in the reading of Scripture, and hopefully the preaching. Hopefully preaching, yeah. So it's because of this encounter with mystery, people have been willing to open themselves up, that they are transformed by the mystery. And whenever we deal with mystery, the fear is that we fear what we do not know, or we fear what we do not understand, and that we, instead of abandoning ourselves to this mystery, we just stay away from the mystery into what we feel we can grasp. And so the challenge today is, can we abandon our tendency to want to grasp everything, to understand everything before we can fully commit? And instead of that, we entrust ourselves to God, entrust ourselves to the mystery of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We entrust ourselves, open ourselves up, and come to realize that what we're doing is all centered on God, and especially in the celebration of the most holy sacrifice of the Mass.